Good morning. All right, come on now. So last 2 weeks, I said something in my sermon. I said, there is greatness in that suffering. So how many of us do believe it? Just few persons. There is greatness in that suffering. So again, I want to teach you how to suffer. I want to preach to you how to suffer. And that when you finish suffering, you will come out victorious. Amen? Don't be shy when it comes to suffering for the Lord Jesus Christ. But this morning, we are not talking about that much, but we're going to talk a little bit about that. This morning, I'm going to talk to you about blessings in disguise. Amen? Blessings in disguise. God is daily blessing His church. And God is daily blessing you. But sometimes those blessings, they come in disguise. Amen? And when they come in disguise, sometimes we do not see. So we need something to be able to identify our blessings when they disguise themselves. God is good at disguising those blessings. Are you blessed this morning? Amen? So I have two great pastors. They come to me and they say they want to start a church. So they want to do church planting. All right? So Pastor Jake and Pastor James. So the two J's, they want to start a church. And they go out and they want to print out posters to advertise their church planting plan. Yeah. Okay? So Pastor Jake, his goal is to get people to come to God. And his goal is to get people to come to God. But both of them, they have different plans how to get people. And so, Pastor Jake says his banner carries John 3:16. And his message is come and surrender. And then Pastor James, his is from Malachi. I know most of us, we know Malachi, right? Malachi 3:10, it said, test me and see if I will not open the gates of heaven and pour down my blessings on you. And so his caption is, come and be blessed. And this guy is, come and surrender. So let's see, how many people will go to this church and how many will go to this church? This guy is getting a lot of Christians. Even your wife doesn't want to come and surrender. Sorry, ma'am. Okay. Yeah, let's see where Jackson is going. How do you get 4 persons? 2, 4, 6, 7. Okay? So these are 2 persons. They want to win souls for Christ, but they have a different approaches. And this guy, he is saying, come to God and surrender to Him. And I wonder how, I didn't even know how you get 4 persons. He's good. And this guy is getting the large population. Why? Because people hear blessings. Thank you. You can sit down. We're going to plant that church. So people hear blessings, and when they hear blessings, they run to where they're going to get blessings. There is a can-can worm today. There is a disease today, eating in the societies, eating in the churches, eating a lot of people, even those who do not go to church. They want to be blessed. And nobody wants to surrender. So these are 2 pastors, and they're saying, hey, come to God And this guy said, when you come to God, what you're going to get is you're going to get a lot of blessings. And he is going to get a lot of people. But this pastor, they said, no, pastor, you're too hard. How can you ask us to surrender? And he's saying, come to God and surrender your life. Now, by the end of the day, where is the greatest blessing? Hello? Are we here? The greatest blessing doesn't come from the one who says, come and be blessed. The greatest blessing, it comes when we are nailed to the tree and say, God, here is my life. I give it to you. When we surrender our lives to Jesus Christ, the Bible says, as we were learning in Sunday school this morning, we receive eternal life. And eternal life is the greatest blessings you can ever dream of having. Any other blessings will evaporate. But life in Jesus, amen? Life in Jesus is eternal. It will never disappear. My question to you this morning is, how many of us are willing to receive the blessings in disguise? That is the greatest blessing over there. That was the greatest blessing, and that was disguise. And this blessing over here was so exposed, and they say, I am going to bless you if you come to me. And that is why when you find a lot of churches today that have thousands and thousands of people, I want to warn you, listen to their sermons. Hello? Are you going out because of me? Listen to their sermons. Their sermon is always prosperity. You are going to be blessed. You will never be sick. You are going to receive this. Your vehicle is on the way. Your new home is on the way. It's all about securing a temporal future. It's all about earthly blessings. But God is saying, open your eyes and see the greatest blessings that I'm about to give you. It is found in Jesus Christ. There is no other blessing outside of Jesus Christ. Any other thing we have here on earth, the Bible says, all will pass away. But there is something that will never pass away, and that is eternal life. It is the greatest blessing. And now this is what the enemy is doing. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, that the God of this age has blinded the eyes of unbelievers. I don't want to say any of us here is an unbeliever. Amen? If you say you are blessed, then you should be in Christ Jesus. And Paul is saying the God of this age has blinded the eyes of unbelievers so that they should not behold, they should not see, they should not understand the glory that is in when we come to Jesus Christ. And the enemy is daily blindfolding people. He is daily deceiving people with the temporal blessing. He is daily deceiving people with the things that will not last. I call them shadows. Because when the time comes, they will all fade away. But the blessings in Christ Jesus, they remain forever. And the word blessed in Greek is Makarios, and when it's translated, it comes out to be happy. And so this is what Jesus is saying. Jesus said, when it comes to Matthew chapter 5, let's go to Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to read it from verse number 1 to 12. Matthew chapter 5. Your blessing is in Christ. Your blessing is not outside of Jesus Christ. And if you want to be blessed, you need to be in Christ. And verse number 1 says, now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them. Verse 3, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit. I want you, each time you see the word blessed, you underline it. It said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen? Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Now, take note of the tenses here. Verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Verse 12. Can we all read it? Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Now, what is the bottom line? Jesus is saying that when they persecute you, when they mock at you, when they laugh at you, when you go through challenges, because of him. Now, if you take the word because of him out of the equation, it is useless. So you have to include Christ. So when people persecute you because of Jesus Christ, what happens? You are blessed. Can I get an amen? When people persecute you, when people falsely say all type of things about you because of Jesus Christ, not because of you. So don't mix it up. When people say all types of negative things about you because of your faith in Jesus, because of your relationship in Jesus, God is saying you are blessed. So I want more persecution. I want you to be persecuted the more because of Jesus Christ. And when that happens, you are blessed. I wrote this down. The idea of being blessed and being happy in Christ is embodied within this word satisfaction. And it derives from experiencing the fullness of God's power when we go through suffering. When we are persecuted, it is the moment that we experience the fullness of who God is. Because it is within our suffering that we will see the manifestation of God's power. If you have never suffered, I have suffered. Hello? If you have never suffered, I want you to go out there and stand in the grocery store and maybe start telling people how Jesus loved them. And before you know it, people will start speaking evil against you. People will start persecuting you right there in the grocery store because of Jesus Christ. But what is the Bible saying? God says when you go through these things, you are blessed. So you count it blessings when you suffer for Jesus Christ. But the truth today is that no one wants to go through challenges. We all want the easy way. But Jesus has packaged your blessing. God has parceled your blessing. And he has mailed it to your doorpost. And you pick it up. And you open that envelope. The first thing that says is that you need to suffer. And you say, God, this is not the kind of blessing I was expecting. I don't think I want to read through this mail. But I want to assure you, when you see that title, you are going to suffer. Within that letter, your blessing is disguised in it. Will you stand firm to be able to discover the true blessings? Most often, we get rid of our blessings because we do not want to go through the steps that are needed to go and get the blessings. God doesn't just bring it, good morning, our blessing. God wants you to take some steps, and if possible, you have to fight to get those blessings. But those blessings must be in Jesus Christ. There is no way you are going to experience true blessing. All of the fullness of who God is can only be experienced in the inevitable resulting of suffering. So suffering is inevitable. And the fullness of God will make itself manifest when we embrace suffering for the sake of God. of Jesus Christ. In the midst of trials, we can only find satisfaction in God, and we will be able to rejoice. And Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. He didn't say sometimes. He didn't say when things are fine. He said always. Somebody read 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14 for me. And Paul, Peter is saying, if you have been persecuted for the sake of the kingdom, you are blessed. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 14. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed. That's what my version says. For the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. Now, how many of us get up every day and truly confess and believe that we are the temples of the Holy Ghost, that He lives in us? And Peter is saying, if you are persecuted because of Jesus Christ, you are blessed. Why? Because the Spirit of the living God is upon you. But there's more into that. This is what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1, and that is where we're going to spend most of our time today. I want all of us to go to Ephesians chapter 1. Paul came to the church in Ephesus, and he was writing to them about spiritual blessings. And that is what I'm going to encourage you today to run after, spiritual blessings, not the blessings that will evaporate, not the blessings that will not last, spiritual blessings. So we're going to read just verse number 3. It says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us in the heavenly realms, or who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing. Is that what your version says? With every spiritual blessing. No. Mine says, with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Amen? So all the fullness of who God is embedded in who Jesus is. And if you want to experience all the fullness of who God is, you need to find where Jesus is. And when you find where Jesus is, you are going to experience the fullness of who God is and of who Jesus is. And so every blessing, it flows from God through Jesus Christ. And he's saying that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. So where is your blessing? In Christ Jesus. Your blessings, everything you need in this life to run the Christian race, to succeed at your job site, to succeed in school, everything you need is buried in Christ Jesus. And the only way for you to get there and receive those blessings is to come to Him and say, Jesus, here am I. And when you surrender to Him, God is going to reveal to you the blessings that are in Christ Jesus. But when you are not in Christ Jesus, you're going to seek after the blessings that are not in Jesus Christ. But every blessing that we need, everything you need, the grace you need to run the race. My worship team this morning is like almost everybody was crying, not crying because of lack of hope, crying because we are in Christ Jesus. And we cry every day because sometimes it feels like the grace is getting out. But there is grace in Jesus. If you want to keep running the race, if you want to keep winning, if you want to keep sharing the hope, if you want to keep telling people about the reason why you believe what you believe, you need the grace of God. Because we are still in this world, so trials and temptations are bound to come. And when they come, we are made strong in Christ. And our feet are buried in Jesus Christ. And we are not giving up because Jesus won the battle for us. And victory is our portion. Amen? And it says, every blessing. Now look at the word. Every blessing. God has blessed us in the heavenly realms. Okay? Underline heavenly realms. So what does that mean? God is not concerned about the blessings in this world. There are certain things we need them, and there are certain things we want them. So God is going to give you the things you need to survive because you are in this world. But he is more concerned about your blessing in the spirit realm. He is more concerned about your blessings that will last. He is more concerned about your blessings that are kept in heaven. And that is why he says he has blessed us in the heavenly realms. And even though he has blessed us in the heavenly realms, it is still found in Jesus Christ. And for you to discover your true blessings, your inheritance in the Lord, you need to be in Jesus Christ. There is no way you're going to discover that out there. Do not be deceived. So your blessings in the heavenly realm are found in Jesus Christ. And Peter says that in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 4. Let's go there. 1 Peter, he talks about our blessings that are in Christ Jesus in the spiritual realm. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 4. I'm going to read from verse number 1. First Peter chapter 1, sorry, from verse 3. It says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope." Is Pastor David here? Amen. "Into a living hope. Praise be to the God of our Father Jesus Christ, who has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Verse number 4 is going to define the spiritual blessings that we have in the heavenly realms. Verse number 4, it says, "And into an inheritance that can never perish, that can never spoil, that can never fade away." Come on, somebody. Are we still awake? Now, when you hear that God has given you blessings and that these blessings are in the spiritual realm and that these blessings are never going to fade away, they're never going to perish, they're never going to get spoiled, that should make you jump because of happiness. That should make you, it should excite you. It should let you know that people may accumulate wealth in this world, but those wealth will pass away. But God is saying this morning that your blessing in Christ are being kept. Your inheritance are being kept in heaven. And he says this inheritance, these blessings will never perish. It will never fade away. It will never get spoiled. It is so amazing to me that I am an heir to God's kingdom. Now come to think about all the things that God owns. Can we name them? No. He owns everything. And the kind of things that he owns are things that will never perish. But this morning I want to talk to you about one of the things that I admire and that I want to own, and that was the Spirit of God in Christ Jesus. It said that when you are in Christ, you inherit all the blessings of Jesus Christ. And what was one of the blessings of Jesus Christ? He was 100% man. He was 100% God. He had the Spirit of God in him, and that Spirit enabled him to resist all kinds of temptation. I want that Spirit. I want that Spirit to run this race. I want that Spirit to keep me running until the very end. And God is saying this morning that your blessings will never fade away. That is the kind of blessing you should run after. When you tell people that I'm blessed, when you tell people that you are blessed, what do you mean? Are you talking about fancy food, fancy things? Are you talking about money? Are you talking about material things? That might be true. But the ultimate blessings, because God also blesses us with material things, right? But is that our goal? Our goal is to get the inheritance. Our goal is to get to heaven. Our goal is to get there and wear the crowns of life. And he said, your blessing in Christ will never fade away. It will never perish. And verse 5, it says, this inheritance is kept in heaven for you. That's the last part of verse 4. This inheritance is kept in heaven. And it says in verse 5, who through faith are shielded by God's power. Hallelujah. That my inheritance, when people die, most often there is always a fight among their children. Who is going to inherit what? There's always that fight, not only in America, not only in Africa, but all over. There's always that fight. I am going to inherit this. I'm going to inherit this. And so there is nobody protecting that inheritance. It's always, most often, kind of destroyed because people are fighting to grab one or two. And my inheritance in God is kept, protected by his power, not my power. Your inheritance in Christ is protected by the power of the Almighty God. And he says, until the day of redemption. But that's not all. It says, it is being shielded through faith. So what is the role? What is your responsibility? Your faith in Christ Jesus is what is going to energize. It's what is going to fall. It's what is going to move the heart of God to daily protect your inheritance with his power unto the day of redemption. If you are sitting here and you feel like you are not blessed, then you need Jesus. Amen? You need Jesus. Because true blessings only comes through Jesus Christ. And I know the enemy is trying to use a lot of pain today, a lot of suffering, a lot of challenges, persecution, to stop us from discovering the blessings that God has given us. And I want to say to you, it is well with your soul. Can we do that? It is well with your soul. I just want you to be still and know that he is God. And that when the storms of life hit you so hard, you should know that he is God. That when persecution comes your way, you should know that he is God. And all you should say is, it is well with my soul. Your blessings, God has already released them. And they are coming in disguise.